star one day. Got that will to learn. My name is gonna be on top. And let me tell you about it. Sliding the family stone had too much soul. And they made it. Yes, they did. Dionne Warwick could do a lot for any song. She made it. Yes, she did. Jimi Hendrix play a mean guitar. He made it. Yes, he did. But me got that will to learn. Yes, I have. Gonna be a star one day. Got that will to learn. My name is gonna be on top. Listen. Sly. The blood, sweat, and tears. The Allman Brothers. They made it. Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul, she made it. Yes, she did. I heard somebody say one of me, pretty girls, pretty clothes, do you know? Hear me now.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia. Oh,
make a bond from heart to heart. Throughout the human race, an unseen power now in our grasp can even conquer space. We want to find a new harmony, both in work and play. We'll share the fresh things we discover now, building a new day. Ah, Fujitsu gives a joy with every new day.
Eleven, auto suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination, desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8, every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why, but all the real joy is taken out of it. 5th, faith. Don't fight it. 1st, 5, 4th, 4, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night, close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. 3rd, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth. 11, auto-suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination. Desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8, every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why, but all the real joy is taken out of it. 5th, faith. Don't fight it. 1st, 5, 4th, 4, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night, close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. 3rd, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth.
Do you occasionally have a bit too much to drink? Well, you should listen to the Maldoror and Dr. Junk show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting himself into his home. And you're in.
Thank you.
Be careful. Sleep on your side. You all right?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
All right.
The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Maldoror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Since music is a school of love, I keep up with you throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Move it. Yeah. MPLA. And I be going on a holiday. I MPLA. And I be going on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. In my gonna talk, not talk, not talk. I say your naughty is your glory. I say your naughty is your soul. You got to be a knot to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A naughty going to the country. A naughty going to the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. In my bun, not up, not up, not up, not up, not up, and go jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. Fire, not is your beauty, your not is your glory, your not is your soul. So make we keep up, we're not far. I am in a plot.
Let's welcome Tony Marie. First time we saw Tony, we were invited to kind of look at a bunch of performers, huh? And we picked her out of all the bunch. We have a couple more we're going to bring on, too. And Joan Leonardo, you work with Joan Leonardo a lot?
Yes.
She's a very dear friend of mine, you know. And I said, I want that gal for my show. And what do you have plans for the future?
No, but I've been in a couple of plays.
I know, you got a lot of stage stuff, huh? I counted about 10 or 12 on your resume. I noticed I was on your resume, too. Oh, that's flattering. Yes.
You know, why don't you show everybody the picture you were holding?
Oh, yes.
I don't think they took a look at
that. Is that your favorite, huh?
Scapea.
You know, you got a fine voice. You have a fine voice. I'm not joking.
I just hope some agent out there has heard her.
Don't you think she has a fine voice for
beautiful.
You're going to go places, honey. You are. And I'm going to keep my eye on you, too. Okay? Okay, let's give her a big hand. Tony Marie Toronto.
Aren't you good?
Yes.
Oh,
uh-huh.
She's so cute.
partir en motos tenían un sitio ideal, pero un estúpido pirómano nos incendió el local. Humo en el agua, fuego en el cielo. Humo en el agua.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time. You know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Not weird. I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day. You know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and... No, oh, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? The guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you. I've been on a UFO. Fuck off. I went drinking with aliens, you fucker. Shut up. I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by This Bud's for You. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed social influence, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. pot is a better drug than alcohol, fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk.
The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. Yeah! I hope you know that. Good. All right. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere. Serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation and said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck. Tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs has definitely taken a ceasefire there. It's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day, this guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers, he looks at him, he goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him, he looked at me, he goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Glue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
I'm alone at night with just your memories, and there's no one can ever take your place. On that night I told you I loved you, you should have seen. Thank you. have a few drinks and then we dance to music of a jukebox. And I thought I was more than just your friend. Now when I go out to that tavern, they all ask me what happened to my friend. They just don't know how much I miss you. And I'll be alone till you return. I'm alone tonight with just your memory, and there's no one can ever take your place. On that night I told you I loved you. You should have seen the look on.
When you're passing by the Munsters, you will give us such a thrill if you'll just walk up and knock upon our door.
It's a lovely place to visit if you've got some time to kill, and it's not like any house you've seen before. Out in back, the wolves are howling.
Shrieking bats fly overhead.
And when we give a party,
we really give a party.
It's guaranteed enough to wake the dead. Don't wait to be invited. Simply step right up and knock. Oh, so lightly and politely on our door.
We'll be happy and delighted if we hear your gentle knock.
Oh, so lightly and politely on our door.
Oh, so lightly and politely on our door.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
She spends too much time with herself every night, just fooling around with her fears. And in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd have sung for salvation, if she'd have danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight she's gonna blow it all away. Lord, she feels so twisted, she ain't never gonna fix it. She's just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. And he don't know if he's a communist, a hedonist, or a whore. He spends too much time riding on the white line to find the door. And if he did and he opened it, he'd find those letters in the hall. But he's too blind to read between the lines, 'cause the writing shine. I need some company. You got that mystery. Oh, I need a plan. All I got is this compromise and a bag full of alibis. It's as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. That's right. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. Cause tonight I'm gonna blow it all away. Oh, I feel so twisted. I ain't never gonna fix it. Well, I'm just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new.
Yeah, one more time for the people.
It's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow.
That's right, that's right.
Cause tonight we're gonna blow it all away. Oh, we feel so twisted. We ain't never gonna fix it. We're just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new. She spends too much time with herself every night, just fooling around with her fears. And in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd have sung for salvation, if she'd have danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. Cause tonight she's gonna blow it all away. Lord, she feels so twisted. She ain't never gonna fix it. Just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. And he don't know if he's a communist, a hedonist, or a whore. He spends too much time riding on the white line to find the door. And if he did and he opened it, he'd find those letters.
Shine on a brand new day. I'll let that light shine.